caught up very easily in an individual response. We race to the supermarket queue to stock our pantries. We worry about our finances. We worry about what we should be doing or not doing. And we try to place blame on how it has come to this. But somehow amidst that, there's also this deep desire to reach out. We want to help in some way. And that's a very human response. And when we turn to the reading from John's Gospel about this man born blind, we see a similar humanity, wanting to help, but wanting to place blame. The people looking at the suffering, they ask, who sinned that this man is in this situation? Was it the man himself or was it his parents? They assume that for such a thing to have happened, it must be due to something that somebody has done. Someone must be at fault. And then we're able to lay blame. But Jesus says, neither. He was simply born blind. Some things happen. But the reality is that through such bad things that simply happen, God's work can be seen. While we can, we need to take each opportunity to bring the light. It's not about trying to place any blame. It's about what we can do to bring light into any suffering situation. Hurt is an opportunity to serve, an opportunity to give. These past weeks, we've been learning to wash our hands well. But here, Jesus is asking us to wash our eyes. Look at this picture. Those at home have this picture on their little easel. They're also looking at it. See the way the water is pouring up over his face, cleansing him and enabling him to see. Put yourself in his place. Imagine the water washing your eyes. And that water is enabling you to see in a whole new way. That water is enabling you to see your neighbour differently. That water is enabling you to see your neighbour as God sees them. And that water is enabling you to see yourself differently. Enabling you to see yourself afresh in God's eyes. And from that moment, there is an expectation that things will be very different. Change follows new sight. What is it that God is asking you to see? Take a moment in the silence and let God speak to you about the things that God is calling you to see afresh in this moment. And as we leave this place, I invite you to take that story with you. There are a few more of the pictures there if you want to take one of those with you. But carry the story with you. Remember as we wash our hands about the need to wash our eyes too. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amen. Now in my notes you get reflection B. I wanted to add in another little snippet for you before we separate as a church family to being apart. And I want to challenge you about prayer. We have kind of specific concepts often about prayer, when we pray, how we pray. And often prayer happens face to face alongside people. And many of us are not going to have that opportunity anymore. They're not going to have the voice of prayer alongside them. So my challenge is that you will use the telephone and that the phone is going to become the new method of prayer in our communities. That we're not going to be afraid of speaking our prayer through the telephone wires. And I know for many of you that will seem a very peculiar thing. It won't be something necessarily that you have done. For some it may be something that you're quite used to, but I suspect for a lot of us it's not. But I want to say that it is a gift that you can offer. It doesn't have to be long, but to offer words of prayer that help people connect with God is a really significant gift that we offer. So I do challenge you to be brave enough to, when you're having those conversations by phone, which we're going to be having more and more, to say, would you like me to pray just a few sentences with you? Does that make sense? So yeah, there's the challenge. And that will be our challenge if you've had Margaret ringing you this week. I know she's been praying on the phone a lot this week. And if you would like prayer, you can phone Margaret, you can phone me, and we will happily pray with you across the phone. That's absolutely there for you. There doesn't have to be anything specific. You just might be feeling particularly anxious in a moment and you just want to have some space in prayer with somebody else. Where two or three are gathered, it works across phone lines.